The people who lived on the island of Melita were very kind to the strangers who had been thrown by the sea upon their shore. It was cold and rainy, and the men from the ship were in garments drenched by the waves. But the islanders made a fire and brought them all around it and took good care of them. Soon they found that many of the men were prisoners and under guard by soldiers. Paul gathered a bundle of sticks and placed them on the fire when suddenly a poisonous snake came from the pile and seized Paul's hand with its teeth. When the people saw the snake hanging from his hand, they said to each other, "This man must be a murderer. He has saved his life from the sea, but the just gods will not let him live because of his wickedness." But Paul shook off the snake into the fire and was not harmed. They waited to see his arm swell with poison and for him to fall down dead. But when they watched him for a long time and saw no evil come to him, they changed their minds and said that he was a god, and they were ready to worship him. Near the place where the ship was wrecked, there were lands and buildings belonging to the ruler of the island, whose name was Publius. He took Paul and his friends into his house and treated them kindly. The father of Publius was very ill with a fever and a disease called dysentery, from which people often died. But Paul went into his room and prayed by his side. Then he laid his hands on him, and the sick man became well. As soon as the people of the island heard of this, many others troubled with diseases were brought to Paul, and all were cured. After this, the people of Melita gave great honor to Paul and those who were with him. And when they sailed away, they put gifts on the ship for them, things that they would need. The centurion found a ship from Alexandria at anchor by the island. It was going to Italy. It had been waiting there through the winter. The name of this ship was the Twin Brothers. After 3 months stranded on the island, the centurion sent his soldiers and prisoners along with Paul's friends to this ship, and they sailed away from Melita. After stopping at a few places on their voyage, they left the ship at Puteoli in the south of Italy, and from that place they were led toward Rome. The church at Rome, to which Paul had written a letter, heard that he was coming, and some of the brethren went out to meet him a few miles from the city.